Hey, it's Amy Brown from The Bobby Bone Show. Join me in supporting St. Jude Children's Research Hospital for a chance to win a trip to meet Megan Maroney at the 2025 iHeart Country Festival in Austin, Texas on May 3rd, hosted by Bobby Bones. We're going to hook you up with tickets, flights, hotel, food credits, and a meet and greet with Megan Maroney. Take action now to support St. Jude and help cure childhood cancer, and you're going to be entered for a chance to win. Visit iHeartCountryTrip.com to learn more.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
What is happening, everybody? It's Monday. How are we all feeling? How are we all doing? Like, how's the vibe? Like, how are you all doing? Like, really, how are you doing? You know, life's an interesting one, isn't it? And life's interesting when everything's laid out in front of you. And even the choices we make are easy ones. Life can be complicated, right? Life can be even more complicated when there's agendas. And, you know, from the minute that Julia was arrested, actually, before we start, they're not rose colored, they're orange. They're actually blue light glasses, right? So that's how I see everything. Right? And if you look at how much blue light there is behind me, take a look at it all now. And you can see if it's blue, it's awesome. And sadly, the lenses in these are amazing, and the glasses are made out of spider webs and wishful thinking. So, okay, so at the start of this, Ron insisted that message got to Julia that Ron would like to be put on the call list, Ron would like to be put up for visitations, and how are we doing, Sheena? The individual who, when you're in a situation like this with someone like Julia, right, and you've got people like Sheena, people like me, Karen, all these other individuals that are the friend group, right, and then we have a representative who comes along and I had a very upset Julia on the phone, thinking I wasn't talking to her or that I was annoyed at her or something. And that was because the multiple requests were not handed to her from this individual. Now, Sinclair is no longer part of Julia's team, according to Julia. And when you're in a situation where you have to trust people, I hate it. I hate it. I hate when I have to trust you just cause. There's nothing worse. Because if this was just a story, right? You wouldn't feel so compelled to keep people happy because you're at the mercy of their agenda. And I tell you one thing, I have never heard, the last two times I spoke to Julia, I have never heard her so relaxed in my whole life. Not having access to the internet, right? Good thing for Julia. Real good thing. Now, I'm only going to talk about things that I want to, I'm only going to talk about certain things today. Because if there's one thing I can say about me, right? I am in this for Julia getting the answer she wants. Okay? If I have to burn down, metaphorically, anyone in the way of that, then that's your fault. Okay? What was his reason? See, there's certain things that are happening that I can't talk about that are so massive, okay? They're so massive. And Julia has taken it upon herself. It's Julia, do you know what I'm saying? She is... Don't quote me on this because I never double checked it. I'm pretty sure she has a new lawyer. She has stripped away representatives that are she feels don't have her best interest. And it's the next stage of this seems really, really easy. In her mind, anyway. Because she's smart, right? Like, she's got a friend in Sheena where Sheena had, you know, we've all heard of like the dead man switch. If something happens to me, take this and put it out. And luckily, Julia was savvy enough to do that. And luckily, it was with someone like Sheena. And I know there's information Sheena luckily has that the new lawyer needs or something. So I know once that is gathered and put across or whatever the bloody hell it is that she's needing, like that is the unit right there, you know, because anything that Sheena can do to help, we know Sheena's going to do. And luckily that's who got sent it all, you know, because if it had been someone else that has just so happened to be from the team, that could have been sketchy. Sheena's well going to come on, but it's a short show. It's about an hour today. I've got my rants to get through. We'll be live again tomorrow though with a much more extended show, and I'm sure Sheena's always welcome to come and join any of these. But like I say, luckily it's stuff that Sheena has. I'm pretty sure it's stuff I've got too, but the stuff, the way it was sent to me, was through WhatsApp for live streams. So, I bet Sheena's got, yeah, exactly. So, tomorrow's show, I'm gunning for, I don't know. I think the boss has got a new format where we're trying to do like 12 hours or 10 hours of live content a day. And I think today's the first day of the 11 hour marathon. There is this show. And then after this, oh my God, just absolutely crap myself. Jesus. Right. 1 second. Oh, I've just closed it. Brilliant, mate. Brilliant. Right. Everyone just give me a minute. So we know that Sheena doesn't have an agenda. We know that Ron doesn't have an agenda. There's players in this, right, that are button heads, right? There's a lot of rutting going on. And it's nonsense, right? It's nonsense. And I'm only ever going to tell you guys, you, the viewer, I'm only ever, ever going to be reporting back what Julia said. Okay? I'm not really giving you my opinions on anything. I'm just telling you, this is me relaying what she said. And there is loads of players. And you know what? You know, there's the players, then there's the players, and then there's these side hustle players that you don't really hear about till now. And then there's it just goes on and on and on. I will say this. There's an individual in this who I will be talking about this week, right? Who's been getting dragged. Absolutely dragged. And I'm telling you now, there is a lot of people going to be eating a lot of humble pie once the saga of Miss Vandelt truly plays out. And just remember, it is okay? It is okay to make a mistake. It's okay to believe public opinion and get sucked in by things and all the rest of it. It's okay. You're only human, all right? It's taking accountability when we're wrong that separates us from a five-year-old, okay? And I don't know if it's me being on the spectrum or what, but I don't understand not taking accountability for a mistake. Some people put so much pressure on, well, I can't admit I'm wrong or say sorry, that it becomes a fixated point in their mind that they create a battle in their own head that they feel like they're ultimately going to lose. And it's sad because, like, I don't understand. Like, for example, in every relationship, you're going to have arguments, right? And, like, I don't understand the concept of an argument where I'm pretending like I'm not in the wrong. Like, if I'm in the wrong, it's straight to, oh, I'm sorry, I see your point. And it's done, right? So, I just, pride, I guess. Pride's a good way of putting it. Yeah, thank you. That's a way of summing up the last 10 minutes of drivel in one word that makes sense. Maybe it is a pride thing. But here's the thing. See, when we look at a case like this, it can go beyond pride, okay? Like, for example, there's a lot of goblins in here. Not in the side chat, but in this case. And goblins, clout goblins, fame goblins, money goblins, whatever. Goblins are what I use to describe people that are there to take. Trolls are different, right? Trolls and goblins are definitely different things, but goblins are there to gather. Now, I was plugging the podcast. What am I doing, man? I'm off on a freaking tangent. Yeah, it is David McMillan, part 14, International Smuggler, Ties, Prison Escape, True Crime Podcast 713, live after the show today. It's kind of exciting. Jen's got a new podcast as well, the Unknown Podcast. So there's loads of stuff happening. Ron is moving everything. I cannot wait to get out of this cupboard under the stairs. I'm hoping tomorrow is the last day that you will see me from under the stairs. I can't wait. I can't wait. And yeah, it's gonna open. Oh, honestly, this is the worst plug for a podcast ever. Just a buffer screen. But you will be shunted over afterwards. And those of you who I refer to as the Sean Atwood purists, okay, the ones who have been here for the long haul, that remember the true crime podcasts where we could see. All those words, simpler times. Yeah. Now, you need the good old caffeine. You know, Ron's doing good. Ron feels good. Ron has got a newfound, like, that's the wrong way of putting it. Ron is now in a situation he can better express himself from a content point of view and life. Don't get me wrong. There's a lot of stuff that is positive life stuff. But as far as you, the lovely side chat and community go, there's some exciting stuff coming your way. I'm really excited. My birthday in April, there's a bunch of new content in April. And then obviously in May, where I'm heading down for the Galactic Federation, Danny Henderson, Arama. A couple of ghost hunts going to be going down there. There's a graveyard, a couple of graveyards I might go and visit over the next couple of weeks as well. Right, so let's talk about hidden agendas, okay? Let's talk about hidden agendas, because having a hidden agenda, like, oh man, like, Julia's in jail. There's stuff that I'm hopefully going to be able to release about her mother this week. And when you guys hear about this, it's going to sicken all of you. It's there's something in the works, okay, that there's something, there's things I can't talk about, so I'm going to talk about things I can. What can we talk about? Agendas. That's what we're talking about. So there's people in this that people are judging, and there's people in this that need to be judged. And again, luckily, Julia was smart enough to make Sheena her dead locker, if you will. And I imagine Sheena's going to get whatever it is that Julia's needing over to her. I can't even remember what it is, but it's important, and Sheena knows what it is. But for me, I'm a little bit scared. Because it's a mix of fear and excitement, right? Because the things that I can't talk about could result in I keep telling myself it could amount in a multitude of things, but really, it's when we can talk about it, I'll talk about it. Any update on how Julia is? Oh, yeah. Okay, so Julia. Julia is making the most of her situation. So let's talk about some happy Julia news. Julia, because of the British prison system, has seized the opportunity to earn £1.50 a day from a new prison incentive for if she goes to the gym 2 hours a day, she'll get an extra bit of money, right? And she's been going 2 hours a day and has gone through such a transformation that one of the fitness people from the gym, from the prison, is now tracking all of her progress for her being one of the top achievers in the system, if you will. She's got a job, which she's also getting paid for. And she uses some of her money each week to pay rental on a television that she can watch. And she hates British food. She's craving dumplings, right? She's craving dumplings. She is the most incredible thing I've ever heard a person in her situation say was, I'm so happy, you know? I'm so happy because downstairs the walls are all pink and I like that. and upstairs there's animal murals. And I just like looking at the animals, and I'm like, how zen? Like, have you ever like heard Sean talking about his like trauma that he went through? And like, he's just like this centered zen man now. She's up and down, though. I'm not going to paint a lie to you. I mean, I've heard her crying a few times the first week. She was a mess. And now, you know, it's kind of taken the internet away from Julia and taken her ability to research away from her. It's kind of like, I think that's probably the hardest thing for her to adjust to. Prison, Julia's in prison. She is being housed with some pretty flavorsome women. And I don't want to say too much about the characters she's met in there until she's no longer in there. But she's going to have some really interesting stories to tell us all when she gets out. Ron, and this is the woman that the media tagged as a sick lady. Wow, good on you. Oh, well, that's the thing, right? When we look at the conspiracy side, I've always said my biggest fear was they were going to get her into a cell, get a reason to say that she was crazy, and start pumping her full of controlling substances. I do believe Julia's receiving a lot of people's mail. Now, Ron has been making a lot of promises. There's going to be a web page. This is going to happen. This is going to happen. And I've held off on all of it because of the three false versions of Julia's details that I've been given. Oh, Shannon, Julia was arrested a month ago for stalking and harassment charges at Bristol Airport, charges that have been brought to her from the McCann family. And we are now waiting her first bail trial, which is on the 22nd of April, for her actual trial in August. Excuse me, everybody. Oh, man. Like, the little shop around the corner is an offer on Coke Zero, right? It's like 160 for six. And I'm not a big, like, this list drinking a can of juice. And they're gassy. They're gassy. They're real gassy. Kaza, Dan is obsessed with that little. Are you talking about the fish? Are you talking about Helga the fish? Because that's what Dan calls that little fish. I'm off on one. So what else can I tell you about Julia? So she's got me on the visitation list. So I'm going to get a few dates sent over to her. I'm allowed to send down a box of stuff that doesn't have letters in it, like gifts and things like that, ahead of the visit. So obviously I'll be getting that organized. Where's my lighter, man? Why? What? How? I'm the only person in here. How have I done this? Everyone, just you need to give me a minute. How? It was in my hand. Right, okay, I'm going to go and get another lighter. I'm not going to be at the bane of the trickery and tomfoolery of the things that live within this household. Okay? Yes, I know it's not ill-intentioned, but it's a pain in the ass. I never brought it through with me in the first place, so I'm obviously a lunatic on the internet. Brilliant. Okay. Oh yeah. I mean, Ron's a special developed brain. I'm telling you now. All right. Okay. Oh no, Helga's a person in the side chat. Okay, I apologize for calling you a fish. Helga's what Dan calls that little angler fish that swam up to the light. Was under the stairwell. Legit. But that ends this week, man. I can't wait. It's gonna be awesome. Yeah, I can't like, little spaces are fine. Like, if this was a huge like bay window here, no problem. But it's just, there's no airflow. Anyway, shut up. So, Julia, what else? A lot of stories about the inmates. She's making friends. People are getting moved around. And she's making friends with them, and then they're getting moved, and then she's a little bit sad. But she's really loving the gym. Like, she is fully invested in... I mean, it's funny, right? Because, I mean, she gets, what, £1.50 a day for going to the gym, £1.50 a day for her job. It's like £3 a day. And, you know, there was a weird story that Nelson Mandela spoke about when he was in prison, about how even though they've taken away your freedom, you never let them take away your control. And I couldn't understand. And he's like, you have to look for the little wins and the little ways of imposing your will. And I was like, that's interesting. And he's like, start out by, if you're being led by the prison guards, for you to set the pace. So you decide how fast you're walking, right? And it was an interesting one, because when we talk, when we hear of stories of like kidnappings or isolation and things that people do to create a mindset that allows them to reclaim a little part of themselves, I thought that was really interesting, you know. And I've found myself, I've done that several times in my life, where I've controlled the pace of a situation where we're going somewhere, or there's a being led somewhere. It's a good one. Right, she's going to come out looking buff, right? So what else? Oh, so funny, right? So this is a little insight into Julia that some of us might not know about. So she's just collecting everything, right? She's like, you know, I have like 12 little marmalades in my room. I don't like them, but I don't want to throw them away. And she's got all these little boxes of cereal, and she's just like hoarding little bits and bobs. And I just thought the marmalade story was adorable, because in a place where you have nothing, right, even things that you're not necessarily a fan of become a desirable object, just so you have something to add to your little collection. And she's doing well. Yeah, Sandra, to my knowledge, that is all completely accurate. Completely accurate. It's just wild. So I promised her the day she gets out, the community and I are going to sort out the most exceptional dumpling-based dinner for her, okay? I mean, I don't know if there's Polish restaurants or whatever, but there's certainly be chefs that can whip up some goddamn dumplings for this girl. You know what I mean? So, all in all, she's doing rubbish because she's in jail, okay? But as far as you can do up to the top of being feeling rubbish, she's doing really well. And like I say, when she's not worried about something and she's talking positively, because here's the thing, right? No one in Julia's friend group in their right goddamn mind would impose any stress on this girl. Can you imagine? Could you imagine that, could you just imagine? Like, imagine you're in prison and you've got people that are meant to be supporting you dumping all over you. What am I doing? Oh, yeah. And it's not on. So, what I'm going to be doing is the public server that I have on my website that's for my movement, and it's sort of a little adopted Julia community too. When Julia is out, I'll set up another server, and I think it would be really nice for Julia to have a nice supportive corner of the internet that's hers, ready for her coming out. And obviously we'll get some mods and make sure it's all safe and sound, and we'll install all the third party stuff. But she's worried, man. Like, the fishiness doesn't go away. There's too many moving parts, players, wolves in sheep's clothing, as one relationship ends, another begins. There's too much data for anyone who's trying to pull wool over eyes or anyone's eyes.
Hey, it's Amy Brown from the Bobby Bone Show. Join me in supporting St. Jude Children's Research Hospital for a chance to win a trip to meet Megan Maroney at the 2025 iHeart Country Festival in Austin, Texas on May 3rd, hosted by Bobby Bones. We're going to hook you up with tickets, flights, hotel, food credits, and a meet and greet with Megan Maroney. Take action now to support St. Jude and help cure childhood cancer, and you're going to be entered for a chance to win. Visit iHeartCountryTrip.com to learn more.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
And it's interesting because we've already had one player in this who's grossly underestimated me. And, you know, you lie to my face two or three times. You start a campaign where you convince Julia to cut herself off from her friends. And the buck gets passed to other people to cover your backside and events that could have led up to all of this taking place and occurring. How the mighty house of cards do fall. And yeah, it's wild, all right. And I want to just put this out again. Julia's mum and dad, if you aren't bright enough to be watching this show, okay? Like, there's no other place on the internet that you will get up to date. And I mean, obviously, the groups and pages and other Julia's friends groups and things, right? This is it, man. We're it. We are it, okay? And I'm going to pop some information out this week about Julia, her mum, hate groups, all kinds of stuff. Because what are you hiding from? What are you running and hiding from? It's disgusting. Your daughter is in prison. Get your arse over here. Get your backside into action. Or are you already doing that? Are you already quite active in discussions with various organizations and groups? We'll find out this week, won't we? Yeah. Honestly, everyone had such a good opportunity to stay off Ron's radar. Okay. And yeah, it is what it is, man. It is what it is. But a month's gone by now, so it's time to step up. Okay? Get over there. Get your blood drawn. Get it compared to your daughter's in a legal setting. Okay? At the very least. At the very least. Because there's been absolutely no description of a reality from this family in the news that matches up with the conversations, the evidence, the police reports, the shocking abuse, the suspicious photographs, the very peculiar business franchises, the odd links between you and company houses and other individual players in this that just make this all seem like it can't possibly be true, right? Well, sometimes we have to ask ourselves, what would happen? What would happen? And I'm not naming any names here, but what would happen? I'll be blunt with you, Nadine. Our animals are at new homes now. They've got new forever homes. And that's about as much as I'd like to discuss it. Because if I discuss it too much, I'll have to tell you why they were rehomed. And I don't want to do that right now. Okay? Because, you know. Let's talk about that at a later time. So, if it just so happened, in fact, let's get a big fat allegedly up here. Let's get an allegedly that really captures the tone of just how much of a rat's ass I could give about the players other than Julia in this. What if a certain family has more to it than they're letting on? What if there's no conspiracy? What if this is all explainable, right? What if this is all explainable from a certain family? Because allegedly, there's a massive DNA hit. Twice. And we've heard in that recording from Operation Grange, you are not Madeleine McCann, and we will not be testing your DNA. Interesting. You know when you watch back all the Savile footage, and you're like, oh, now I understand what that means. Right? We know you're not Madeleine, and we're not testing your DNA. Oh, what's happened to Shannon? Hang on a minute. Oh, Shannon, I'm so sorry. I lost my daughter too, Shannon. She was tiny. So I feel your pain. I'm so sorry. I really, really am. I really am. Honestly, like, it just, the whole way of the world and how the justice of existence is handed out is just another thing. Once we deal with this and then we crush the evil in the PDFs, I'm taking on the entire energy and vibration of existence and having a word. Because, is there a fund anywhere that she can receive commissary or anything like that? That once I've got Julia, because I mean the individuals who are helping me with the three-way calls are great, but man, it is like 1905 telecoms where it's a nightmare. So when I speak to Julia one-on-one this week, I will go through everything, make sure everything is correct. In saying that, I can do that with her point of contact. They're legendary. Sheena seems to be, like I say, we're lucky that Sheena's the one who's got all the stuff that Julia needs and has requested, because if it had been anyone else, I imagine it would be a nightmare. Karen just seems like a normal lady to me. You know what I mean? Like a normal lady. You know? So, and what I think is interesting as well is they were looking for Julia at the airport, but I don't think they knew Karen was there initially. But, you know, Karen just, with my conversations with Karen, she's... seems like a normal lady who had no clue of any of this being a possibility of happening. But again, don't listen to Ron, because there might be things Ron can say and can't say, and I'd rather not say things I can't say. Not that I'm saying that there is things I can't say, but it's difficult because what do we really know about anyone? Really? Actually, if we want to get philosophical and deep here, we don't know anything about most of the people involved in this other than how they present themselves to us and through receipts and how they're proven evidence and all of this. You know? And I'll tell you something else. I am in this for answers for Julia. I do not care about some campaign for Julia being missing people or anything like that. I will say this. The family that are at the center, the two families at the center of this, a famous one and a Polish one, have the Polish one more than the British one, have got a absolute like duty of care to this girl to get her answers. And I'm telling you now, I feel like this is the start of it. I don't even think the games have begun. And I'm being honest. Like, I am absolutely like, I'm worried. What I will say is don't waste any of your time investigating anyone. The next 48 hours will be very telling. Don't waste your energy on anything right now. Look into the Polish parents. Look into all of that stuff. But as far as the inner circles go, I wouldn't waste your energy, because within the next couple of days, you'll have direct updates from the metaphorical horse's mouth. Because I don't give a rat's ass. I'm here for Julia. And even if Julia turns out to be mad, right? Like proper bonkers mad, right? In a really rare way where we're all just hypnotized by the crazy, right? Doesn't matter. Even if she turns out to be the biggest conspiracy and hidden secret that the UK legal system has ever seen, and it turns out to be that way, don't care. I'm here for Julia. Okay? Kaza, I'll speak to you after this. I'll speak to you after this. But that's not gatekeeping. That is information at the right time. No, the evaporating lighter happened to just turn out to be me not actually bringing the lighter through. So it was a very big conspiracy about the lighter. So apologies, lighter. Now, obviously, the most famous family have been in this, and have been a huge part. Their daughter being, the whole case has been at the center of Britain for so long. You know, everybody wants answers about this little girl. But my feelings for that missing girl are totally separate from Julia. Now, do you want me to give you some goddamn nightmare fuel? Because oh, man. If you, I'm getting, hang on. Imagine a situation where a girl's in jail. And there's the slightest possibility of her incarceration having more to do with an open case. And if this fictitional girl, right, could in some way embarrass an entire nation politically, legally, all of that, isn't that metaphorical girl exactly where they want her to be? And if her very presence there doesn't break her, which it hasn't, what comes next? And I could talk in our 10 minutes, but I can't talk about the things that are worrying me. Sadly. But there is stuff going on that worries me. Like, there is. And I never get worried. But, well, DJ, right? See, that's kind of like the go-to thing, right? You know what I mean? All of a sudden, an inmate is told, you know, it's reported that an inmate does something loopy and they need to be medicated and then they disappear. But you would have done that by now, right? You would have done that by now, or you would have done it. Like, it's weird because I feel like when we apply conspiracy theory and massive speculation, and none of this is what I'm saying is going on, this is just thoughts. That would have been the first thing they would have done, right? So I feel like the conspiracy of dark doing and evil, right? I feel like they would have done it by now, right? Do you know what I mean? Well, yeah, but they can, Kaza. Let's be honest. Like, they can. So, does that then mean the things I can't talk about are not going to be negative? Because would the negative things have happened by now? Oh, man, honestly, once I can talk to you about this, I'll stop sounding like an idiot. Like, I'm sorry. But there's a lot of really pro things as well that I can say that this whole thing, from the paperwork to the things I can't talk about, look exactly like how you would set a case up so that you could drag out the prison side of it before the actual case, and then the case goes nowhere. Okay, but no one's to blame. Don't worry. When can I talk about it? I don't know. When I get the all clear from Julia. Less than 10 days. Less than 10 days, there could be more answers. Thank you, Patricia. The lawyer now seems to be pretty good, right? I mean, what do I know about lawyers, right? Here's the thing. There's so much all over the place, and like, I'm not good with people that get brought into things that I'm forced into trusting, right? Like the last thing the people that are involved with the lawyer stuff need is me. Like, at some point, you've just got to go, I'm concentrating on my stuff. They're concentrating on their stuff. Everyone's a grown up in this. Everyone's got Julia's best interests at heart. So you have faith in people doing their bits. You know what I mean? Philip, you're going to go and have a little lie down in the shadow realm, my friend. Okay. Thank you, Barbara. Yes, thank you. Exactly. Don't worry, you got shadow realmed. But it's just a temporary. It's just a timeout. Don't worry. Okay, we don't have to ban people. We just time them out. Timeouts are beautiful. And it's difficult and it's confusing for a lot of people, I know, because you want answers. And when you can't get them, we turn to the tinternet and we do our Reddit freaking investigations. And I would suggest any time that you have on your hands that you can spend research and stuff right now, I would say for the next 72 hours, if you're going to invest any time into Julia's case, stop looking at the surrounding groups of friends and focus on bigger picture stuff. Because many of you don't realize how distractions work, okay? So for example, have any of you ever been in a group, Telegram group, Facegram group, a Discord group, where all of a sudden a new member comes along and says something outrageous, and then for some reason 50 members of the community waste 3 hours of their time arguing, going backwards and forwards and all of that? You just played into their trap. You just played in to the objective to 100% disrupt operations and investigations. Don't get involved in it, because it is just to get you off of what you're focused on. And you know, we all need to appreciate we're only here for a certain length of time on this planet. And if we add up all of the time we waste, genuine wasting our time on the internet, it gets scary. And, you know, I'm not talking about brain rot. We're all out a bit of brain rot scrolling every now and again. I would prefer you brain rot scrolled than got sucked into a troll's little game. I don't know, Annette. Yeah, do you know, it's weird, right? Somebody once said that they create lots of little fires, Sheena, right? And when you've got a little fire, like, you know, you set fire to the toast, that's no big deal. But by the time you've got 300 little toaster fires going off in your house, it gets a bit nuts. And it's these little distractions that amount to big time holes. You don't owe us anything, Maddie. You don't owe us anything. I owe you guys everything. You know, it's often this misconception that you, the viewer, should feel some sort of gratitude to us, the creators. That is so backwards. Like, if it wasn't for you guys, I'm just a man under the stairs talking to himself. You know what I mean? And I genuinely appreciate every one of you. Even the constructive criticism people, of course. I hate echo chambers. So I appreciate all of you here. I really, really do. Let me see what else is going on here. Well, here's a galactic, etheric, I'm just going to call you galactic, right? Here's the thing, right? So we had Julia meet Serge, strip her social media down, and then repost her DNA results, and then the Daily Mail pick up those Daily Mail results and published the story about the alleged 69.23% match that Julia's DNA had with the recovered DNA DNA, what's it called? The DNA structure or whatever of the McCann's DNA who were taken that were published in the something file from Operation Grange, right? And that's what it was tested against. Oh, is it about Diddy? Does it say Diddy at the start? Oh, wow. Thank you. Thank you. It's this one. But now I can't remember what I was saying. Oh, no. Yeah, someone's going to have to remind me what I was saying, or I'm not going to remember. DNA, thank you. So, the Daily Mail published the DNA, okay? Then Julia, out of nowhere, decides that she's coming to the UK, and she's arrested. Now, within 70 minutes of her flight landing, the Sun reported on her arrest and all these charges. Once that hit the papers, every paper copied it. And it was like every single positive step forward was eradicated. And the headline wars are a real thing. And if you've got a headline like, you know, case, mind-blowing DNA results, dun, 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 you can't be having that, mate. So what happens within the first 36 hours? Crazy Julia, false claim woman is back. Da, 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 da. New Julia, new Madeleine McCann out in America claims that she's Madeleine McCann. What? 70 minutes, 70 minutes, not 17. 17 would have been mad, but 70 minutes. And do you want to know the really sad thing? Julia was allowed to copy numbers out of her phone, and she copied my WhatsApp, and my WhatsApp number isn't a phone number. It's just a number that I've created for WhatsApp. So when you try and call it, it doesn't work. And I was literally the first person she tried to call, or she had called. And the guilt I feel that she spent weeks wondering why I'd forgotten about her was awful. Hearing her think that. Because one person decided to tell me a pack of lies. And that's not very nice. That's not a very nice thing to do to somebody. You know, when we look at cult activities, when we look at grooming activities, when we look at agendas, and we look at those with otherwise good intentions, it always starts with isolation. Isolation is the cornerstone of brainwashing and control. You control the mind, you can control the body. And when someone is already isolated, to proactively campaign for them to further cut themselves off and to further confuse an individual who, rightfully so, confusion and feeling of loss and a non-understanding of who she is, let alone why or how. When an individual wants to play games with all of that, I don't think that it's right, because this wasn't a choice, okay? This wasn't a choice. When you're in a situation where you have to trust someone blindly and you have to do it because you believe they have the someone's best intentions at heart, and you find out that you've been just information has been mishandled, okay? There you go. I can't imagine you are quoting directly, but I'm pretty sure that is like some Sun Tzu, The Art of War, ancient history stuff. Divide and conquer. It just makes me sad. It just makes me sad that you literally cannot trust anyone. You literally cannot trust anyone on different levels, you know? Maybe I've gone really soft in my old age. You know? Ask Mac, ask his missus, ask my long-serving mods. I'm a very different person now. I'm very calm, and like I'm trying to like see good in people and all of this. But has it made me a big marshmallow man? Yeah, the side chat are cool, man. You guys are awesome. Don't worry about that. It's too bright. But here's the thing. Exactly. The lesson we learned. But it seems to be a recurring lesson for me. Do you know what I mean? As far as internet situations go. But here's the thing. This is a prime example, Sheena, of that not being a luxury. Do you know what I mean?
Hey, it's Amy Brown from The Bobby Bone Show. Join me in supporting St. Jude Children's Research Hospital for a chance to win a trip to meet Megan Maroney at the 2025 iHeart Country Festival in Austin, Texas on May 3rd, hosted by Bobby Bones. We're going to hook you up with tickets, flights, hotel, food credits, and a meet and greet with Megan Maroney. Take action now to support St. Jude and help cure childhood cancer, and you're going to be entered for a chance to win. Visit iHeartCountryTrip.com to learn more.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It's an interesting one. It's an interesting life experience, you know? Especially when your hands are tied. Because Ron's very much like, ask you once, ask you twice, and then we're just going to start breaking stuff, right? Like, metaphorically, plates and things, right? Julia's doing surprisingly good. Like, don't get me wrong, she's having horrible days. She's having horrible moments. She's in prison. But when she's relaxed, I've never heard her sound so relaxed. She's working out in the gym 2 hours a day, doing her job. She's got her little television, and she's just, it sounds good when she's good. Honestly, if we could just ban the internet from her until all of this is over, that would be brilliant. Like when she gets out, I mean, she just sounds so, for someone in jail, in prison, she sounds more relaxed when she's not upset than she sounds when she's relaxed on the outside. Do you know what I mean? So she's making a lot of friends, Tara, as well, chatting to a lot of people, getting a bit upset when people get transferred and all of this kind of stuff. And then she's making friends with people, and then a month later, finding out what their crimes are, and they're like, these people are just, they're so normal. and she's going to have some stories, and they're not my stories to tell for sure. But girl's going to have conversational pieces for every dinner party for the rest of her life. Okay, so because she's from Poland, awesome, Matt, right? Because she's from Poland and doesn't have a residence here, they can't release her on bail to just be homeless, if you see what I mean. And multiple addresses have been given over, right? Multiple. And then multiple reasons for why those addresses can't be used have been sent back. And yeah, you know what I mean? It's tough. It's tough. Oh, yeah. Yeah. She's the one that needs deported and banned from the UK. Uh-huh. Listen, mate, we've got boats full of people that need banned and sent back from where they came from that are way higher up the list than a girl who's searching for answers. And those answers, rightfully so, should have came from her parents who've allowed this to carry on this far. They're quite happily to be so concerned with her mental health that for nearly 5 years she was given outrageous doses of mind-altering substances. So, yeah, nah, my G, nah. You're welcome to your opinion, but nah, man. Nah. So yeah, some addresses they didn't even tell. Oh yeah, that one mad address. That I don't know if it's public, Sheena? I don't know if it is, but there's going to be some really angry people. Okay. Like, I think my brain was so screwed up by that that it stored it away in a place that I didn't think about it. But now all I'm doing is thinking about it. Mm-hmm. The fishy layers, man. The fishy layers on this are just wild. Like wild. Oh yeah. Here we go. Matt's back with a response here. How many millions have been spent? About, let's say arguably, Matt, conservatively 13 million, but reported on up to 20 million. Okay. Otherwise known as fucking wads. Okay. Wads of cash, Matt. Wads and wads of cash. Okay. Wads of cash. No, you call me after it, Kaza, because I will forget. So I'll tell you this right now. No trusted sources. You're looking at a trusted source, okay? This source comes from the metaphorical horse's mouth that is on the screen right now, okay? Will Julia be allowed to remain in the UK and be deported too? That we're talking like Julia's guilty of a crime. Julia ain't going to be found guilty of no crime. It ain't happening. I'm telling you that right now. I'll bet you a shiny fiver bets. No charges. Or she's been charged, but no conviction. I don't think she's going to get convicted. Yes, nailed it. Yeah. See, it's. This is the thing. There's so many of you that would be like, she can come and stay with me. This, that, the next thing. Like, you know, it's lovely, but at the same time, it's like, oh yes, we found a stranger from the side chat of an internet live. Please hand that to the lawyer and judges. Do you see what I mean? Like, we would all love to help. Do you know what I mean? But it's like, who the hell are we even really? You know? You know, it's crazy. I'm just checking the phone alerts there. Well, Maria, right? Hi, High Voltage. How are you? How the heck are you? I'm freaking awesome, mate. Kazabear's here. She is Where else would she be? Where else would she be? But yeah, I'm good, mate. I'm good. Life's a funny game. And conventionality, conventionality and traditionalism are fascinating things as well. They really are. I'm not wanting her deported, just concerned she may be, as she is obviously a thorn in. Right? Right, Liz? Liz is just spitting facts on a Monday. Carefree, two sheets to the wind. Could I ask you, lovely people, right, if you enjoy the content that I produce here, would you mind giving me some likes and shares? I would really appreciate it. Make sure you subscribe to the Sean Atwood channel and also to the Project Rook channel. Get tuned, mate. Stay tuned as well for a whole bunch of stuff coming this week. I'm not going anywhere, by the way. But Jen's got a new podcast, the Unknown Podcast. Hang on a second. The Unknown Podcast. I'm excited for this one. Like, I love seeing Jen doing her thing. She's got our Monday show, goes in with Jen and Em. Freaking awesome. How can you criticize a Zenness and the Unknown Podcast? Now, I've seen some of the pictures, right, that are being used for the thumbnail. And I've got a funny feeling Jen's got like a swanky little set somewhere in the house. Because you know how, like, when you see Sean and he's sat there and he's got a mad set of headphones. It's either the most stupid earbuds or the most ill-fitting headphones you've ever seen in your life with his little bookshelf. And you cut to Jen and it's like mahogany furniture and like clearly what, like Laura Ashley 50-pound a roll wallpaper and stuff like this, right? And I think she's done up her little area and it looks sick, right? From what I've seen in the photos, it looks sick, like real sick. So credit to the both of them, man. Back on the content horse, doing their thing. Great to see Jen being Jen. Great to see Sean doing the Sean Atwood things and all the rest of it. It's just I'm super proud of the two of them. They're killing it, you know. New parents and the struggles that come with that, and the channel and the joys that come with the internet. I'm super proud of them. They're good. They've done so well. Anyway, back to a family I'm less proud of. What if there is more to this? What if, and I've said this before, the outcome with the least complications, and don't get me wrong, there is a bucket load of complications. But the outcome that has the least complications is she turns out to be that missing girl. And think about how many complications come with that. And that outcome is the least complicated one from all the conspiratorial making assumptions, all of it. But we know she's not, right? We know she's not, allegedly. But we know she's something off this alleged DNA. And what does it all mean? Things are flipping. Parents should have had this taken care of. Like I say, if you're willing to put your child through copious amounts of substances and doctors, and you're doing everything that, as long as it involves a tablet and, you know, lovely upbringing because of the area she lives in and all this. But the minute she asks for a DNA, she's suddenly a troublesome teen. Suddenly she's mentally ill. Like, am I the only one that sees the data patterns in a hypocrisy of actions from this couple? And I think it's really only fair that I say that I feel like you are responsible for a lot of what is going on here, Polish family. Because you said in that interview, or you were quoted as saying, that you would be doing, you did everything for your daughter. You would try everything to help her. Except when it comes to the DNA, right? Like, make it make sense without a conspiracy. Do you know, let's make this make sense without conspiracy, right? Because even if Julia was bonkers crazy, right? You do it. You do it. You do the DNA. Every single goddamn parent who watches this would have done it by now. Heartbreaking as it would have been for some people. But in every single case in the side chat, unless there's, you know, adoption or whatever, I'm going to say 99% of all the tests are going to come back as saying, I'm your mama, I'm your dad, right? Can anyone make it make sense without a bit of conspiracy? Other than she's crazy and her family don't care. Okay, we're not allowed that one. Anyone but that one. And here, Nessa, right? Nessa, of course she would, right? So Nessa, let's take away the mother from this. Of all the loving parents you know in the world that care about their kids, could you see any good dad having the Daily Mail say that you're possibly not the father of your child without the next day getting a spite test done and going to the Daily Mail competitive newspaper and being like, hey, this is what was said, let's get it out there, spite test. Right? Nessa, at this point, you're spite testing it, right? Even, like, let's say you and your daughter have fallen out, right? And then they put that in the papers. You are spite testing. You are spite testing, okay? You are. We all are. Don't get me wrong. There's loving tests and care tests and doing it all out from the good intentions too. But at some point, just honestly, it's what you call being a parent. Oh, Nessa, do you know what? Let's play more obvious questions asked by the host for Nessa. So Nessa, if your daughter was arrested in another country, are you option A, going into hiding, all right, or option B, assisting your child? Now, I know this is probably a difficult one for you, Nessa, so please take your time, okay? Please take your time over this. All right, I'm sorry to put you on the spot. If you want to call a friend or anything like that, let me know. I've already forgotten. It was the second one was the right one, right? So, yeah, I'm going to assume you're right because I've already forgotten what I asked you. So, you would be there. We actually discussed this the other day. I mean, maybe if it was horrible crimes against children, that would be the one thing where I would be like, oh, I don't know. But even then, it's different sometimes from mums. And again, that's not the debate. The debate isn't how bad would the crime be for you to adopt your child. That's not the debate. So what do we learn from that, Nessa? What does that tell us? Avoiding the DNA, ridiculing Julia for asking, years of oversubscribing medication from doctors, and now going into hiding. Nessa, I need you to, and I want all the parents to come up with a scenario where you would act like that. And there's no ulterior motive. Try and imagine a scenario where you would act like that. And then, when you figure out that you can't really do it, apply the algorithmic code alternative that maybe there's something to hide. Doesn't mean, don't be specific, but it kind of starts to make a bit of sense when you're like, oh, they're hiding something. All right, that's why they ran. That's why they denied the test. That's why they're acting sus. That's the ridicule. That's the mind-altering, you know, prescriptions. What are the Polish papers saying? Maybe we should get a Polish reporter on this, Julie. Anybody that's part of the community that's in Poland, let yourself be known. Do you fancy being our Polish researcher and coming on and getting a different perspective? Because I guarantee you there's going to be a difference of opinion in Poland. Guarantee you. Guarantee you. Thank you, Nessa. Exactly. Is it a mystery? Is mystery... Gunvy. My brain totally, completely derailed, right? Looking at your name there. Gunvy. Is it... See, a mystery to me, right, is too whimsical, right? A mystery... It's a conspiracy. It's a mother flipping pile of fishiness. It's like when something dies in a wall cavity, like, do you know what I mean? Like a mouse or a rat, and it reeks, and you can't get to it, you can't find it, you just have to sit in its minky stench. That's what this whole case is. Oh my God. Oh my God. Right. So we've only got a few minutes left, everybody. A few minutes. I've rambled on. And we have a new podcast at 20 past four. Do they think everyone is thick? I mean, look at the state of the country, mate. Like, if they did, Pam, I mean, I wouldn't blame them for thinking that. Look at everything that we just roll over and allow to happen here. You know, we can't blame the evildoers for seeing us all as brainless when that is how our government represents us, based off of us asking for one thing and them doing the opposite. Right. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Williams. Thank you very much. Yeah. It's just crazy. Yeah, I'm just checking your guys' comments here. Joseph, what is happening, my G? You've changed your photo back, so I know who you are again. My guy. My G. Big shout out to the mods as well. Thank you, mod team. You are forever appreciated. Yeah. Oh, Jesus. Gina, yes, I just completely, I don't know what I did. I just done a proper pensioner finger motion on my phone and it just all went crazy. Thanks, Ron. You got me through a pile of ironing. Bernie, you are welcome. Okay. For I am nothing if not gracious for those who used my presence to fill the mundane tasks of their life. I will be the soundtrack to your mundaneness and I am there for it. Okay. Because ironing, man. Like, do you know what it all comes down to? Like a good ironing board, right? And a decent iron. Because, man, the difference when your ironing board isn't one of those ironing boards with the metal grills that... Who in their goddamn right mind thinks, all right, so we need to lie something flat on this and then press down. Let's cover it in, like, corrugated iron and the thinnest layer of fabric in the world. Uh-huh. Yeah? Suck your mum, Timu. All right? And another thing, clothes horses. If you're going to make a clothes horse, right, make it so that when you hang actual washing on it, over time, the legs don't just slowly bend out the way, Timu. Stop making crap, okay? Stop make things well and then charge me a price for it that is fair, all right? Capitalism. Oh, man. Oh. It's been a triggering morning, and now we're on to the whole concept of Timu and terrible ironing boards and just crap use of global resources on absolute junk that in about 3 months you're going to throw in the bin anyway. Honestly. No, I never buy from Timu. I have people in my life who will remain nameless for public shaming reasons that used to love a bit of Timu. Not anymore, though. Listen, Catherine, you're okay. It's all right. I'm not judging anyone. Okay. I'm just saying sometimes Sometimes I've got things to say about Temu. That's all I'm saying. I mean, I'm just saying, everyone, it's a free world, and you can purchase your goods wherever you desire without having to worry at all. Am I meant to be ending this now? Yes, it's not a live, it's a podcast. Right. I will see you all in the next one. Thank you all for being here. Much love. Take it easy, guys. Peace.
Hey, it's Amy Brown from the Bobby Bone Show. Join me in supporting St. Jude Children's Research Hospital for a chance to win a trip to meet Megan Maroney at the 2025 iHeart Country Festival in Austin, Texas on May 3rd, hosted by Bobby Bones. We're going to hook you up with tickets, flights, hotel, food credits, and a meet and greet with Megan Maroney. Take action now to support St. Jude and help cure childhood cancer, and you're going to be entered for a chance to win. Visit iHeartCountryTrip.com to learn more.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.